أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والأرض وضعها للأنام. In the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman, the great creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and which are the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has mentioned various steps which we have gone through. Further, Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ, that Allah has created the earth, and this all has explained in an ayah before, كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ, just like the wink of an eye. Just with one command, Allah Ta'ala has created the earth. We don't really ponder it, but the whole earth with all the mountains and the rivers, with all the things that grow from the earth, from all the minerals which are in the earth, the roads which are in the earth, we just cannot imagine and enumerate what favors of Allah Ta'ala Allah has kept in the earth. وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ بِشَايَ وَاسْتِ خَلْقِ, and Allah has placed all this at the disposal of His creation. For man, for jinn to use, for animals to use, for insects to use, for the fish and the crocodiles and the hippos in the river. We cannot imagine what and how it is serving the needs of all of mankind all the time. Outwardly it looks like man is doing all various things, but actually it is Allah Ta'ala who has done all this. And it's unbelievable and unimaginable what the creation of Allah is just in the earth, and that how Allah has put all the necessities of man to be fulfilled on this earth. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannah, everything was ready for him. He didn't have to do a single thing. When he came in this world, he had to start doing everything, and his progeny also. But actually it is Allah Ta'ala that is the doer of all this. Amongst the things that Allah Ta'ala has put into this earth, just to explain a few, فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ, usme meva hai. Allah has put fruit in this world. And just imagine the various types of fruit which we are enjoying. We know the rain is not how much it is supposed to be, but in spite of that, the fruit that we are getting, and what quality of fruit and the taste of the fruit. Amongst the fruit, again, the king of fruit, Allah Ta'ala mentions that. Otherwise, if we have to go into the details, all the fruit, how much is in there? وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ, or khajure jinke mewa par dhila. And Allah has made the khajur, the date. And in the date, Allah Ta'ala has made it dhatul akmam, covered the pit with that fine covering. And it is because of that, and the covering that is that the pit has got, that the date grows. It becomes a full-grown date, and then it ripens again. This is also the qudrat of Allah. All the fruit, if we see, the mango, the pit, and then how the mango grows, the apricot, the grapes, everything. What great ni'mat, and what isn't the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And all this Allah has put at the disposal of man. On the other hand, again, see Allah Ta'ala has made walhabbu, or usme anaj hai. And this very earth, Allah Ta'ala has put grain, various types of grains, wheat, flour, of corn, maize, etc., various types of grain Allah has put. Dhul asfi, and jiske saath bhus hai, and Allah has covered it up on the outside with the husks. So the khajur, the pit of it, Allah covered it up with that little sheath, with that little cover, and then it grows into a full grown day, khajur. And the grain, Allah has made the seed inside, and the covering of it, Allah has made the outside, the husk. And then the grain, normally man eats the grain, all the grain, and man uses it in different ways. And the husk is for the animals again. The animals use that. So what isn't the great, what are the great favors of Allah Ta'ala? Warrayhan, or poor khushbudar. And what types of flowers Allah Ta'ala hasn't made. And the sweet smelling flowers, the Radhkirani, the Chambeli, the yesterday, today and tomorrow, the roses, how many different types? Rehan, one particular type of a flower, and what were favors of Allah tabaraka ta'ala upon mankind. So in various ways Allah ta'ala has showered his favors upon man. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ پھر کیا کیا نعمتِ رب اپنے کے جھٹلاؤ گے تم دونوں. So which of the favors of Allah Ta'ala will the two of you, that is particularly jinn and man, which of the favors of Allah Ta'ala will you deny? Allah has made what favors? When this ayat is recited, this ayat comes, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ 31 times in the surah. When it comes, it is advisable to read La bi'ayyim min ni'amika Rabbana nukadhibu falaka alhamdu. We should try and read the words which have come in the hadith on this occasion and say that Ya Allah, which favors of yours? And a person should think of all this. And this is really when a person will get the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif, when he reads it and he understands and he ponders a little bit of what deep favors, and then he will understand who Allah Ta'ala is, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the great power of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah has created everything. Wa akhiru da'wana.